Welcome to Topic 7, Micro Weddings, Elopements, Home Weddings, and Small Ceremonies. In this lesson, we are talking about small weddings with big covenant meaning. Not every wedding happens in a large church, a decorated chapel, or a formal venue with hundreds of guests. Some weddings happen in a backyard with 10 people. Some happen in a living room. Some happen at a park, beach, hospital room, hospice bedside, courthouse area setting, soul center, family farm, or simple rented space. A small wedding can be beautiful, but a small wedding can also become careless if the officiant is not prepared. A Christian wedding ceremony does not become less sacred because it is small. The number of guests does not determine the covenant meaning. The venue does not define marriage. The budget does not measure the seriousness of the vows. Christian marriage is received before God. Whether there are 300 guests or 3 witnesses, the bride and groom are still entering covenant life as one woman and one man before the Lord. That means a micro wedding should not be treated as just a quick thing. It may be brief, but it should still be reverent. It may be simple, but it should still be clear. It may be informal, but it should still be Christian. The officiant should keep the essential structure strong, a warm welcome, a clear Christian framing, scripture, a brief message, vows, rings if available, prayer, declaration, and blessing. The couple's story can still be included. A small wedding may actually allow the officiant to speak more personally, but the same guardrail remains. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their story is honored under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. For example, in a backyard wedding, the officiant might say, "Today, in this familiar place, surrounded by those who know you well, you are doing something ancient and holy. You are entering Christian marriage before God, promising covenant faithfulness in the ordinary place where life will actually be lived." That sentence honors the setting without letting the setting define the marriage. Micro weddings also require ministry sciences awareness. Small weddings can expose family tension quickly. If only 10 people are invited, someone may feel excluded. If the ceremony happens at home, distractions may be everywhere. If the couple wants to keep things simple, they may forget the license, rings, sound, seating, accessibility, or weather plan. Small does not mean unplanned. The officiant should ask practical questions. Who will be present? Is the license ready? Who has the rings? Where will the couple stand? Will everyone hear? Is there a backup plan for weather? Is there a guest with mobility, hearing, or seating needs? Is the ceremony legally solemnized or symbolic? For chaplains, this matters even more. A hospital or hospice wedding may be very brief, but it must never be careless. Consent, capacity, institutional policy, privacy, documentation, and spiritual clarity matter. A small ceremony can carry great tenderness. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Their vows are not smaller because the room is smaller. So honor the small wedding, prepare it, pray over it, keep it simple but not shallow. Keep it personal but not self-authored. Keep it beautiful but not theatrical. Keep it centered on Christ. A small wedding can still say with clarity, "What God has joined together, let no one separate."